This is madness. How many tickets did they sell to this party? Allison laughed, then yelled over the throng, Hell if I know. Ours were free, so who gives a shit? Chelsea Murphy rolled her eyes, but didn't have time to respond because the music changed to a popular line dance and a mass of people cheered at the same time they rushed to claim a spot on the makeshift dance floor, aka a massive dining room that had literally been stripped of all furniture. Allison was at the head of the crowd, jockeying for position. Chelsea considered joining her, then decided to stand this one out. She'd only just returned to the social scene as a single lady 6 months ago, when she'd had the rug pulled out from under her, her future completely and cruelly rewritten in a few horrible minutes. 6 months. She couldn't quite believe how half a year could simultaneously feel like an eternity and the blink of an eye. Chelsea fought her way through the crowd standing just outside the dining room, watching the crazy dancers shake their asses in unison so that she could seek a quieter, haha, spot. Nice sweater, a guy wiggled his eyebrows at her suggestively. Chelsea laughed but kept walking, cursing Allison for goading her into making matching sweaters. One of Chelsea's two besties in the whole world, Allison had spent the better part of yesterday poring over ugly Christmas sweater sites before landing on this design, proclaiming they'd win the contest for sure. Then she had dragged Chelsea to Walmart for all the supplies, and they'd spent nearly 3 hours last night armed with a glue gun and two bottles of wine, creating these so-called masterpieces. It spoke to how distracted Chelsea had been of late that she'd gone along with the design without thinking it through all the way to the end, because their sweaters had oversized mittens covering their breasts, the words, feel the joy, emblazoned in green and red underneath. They had even added tinsel around the neck and wrists to festive it up. Chelsea, with the help of the wine, found the concept funny. But within 5 minutes of arriving here, she realized she'd basically plastered a grope me billboard on her chest. Not that anyone had gone that far yet, but the night was still young, the keg far from floating. Luckily, she had a t-shirt on beneath the sweater, so at some point she'd simply proclaim herself too hot and rip the thing off before too many drunk guys accepted her stupid, unwitting offer. God. How the hell had she wound up in Philadelphia a week before Christmas? Well, she knew how. She just couldn't believe she'd agreed to the impulsive road trip because she had way too much other shit to do. Some friend of Allison's had purchased tickets, planning to attend this ugly Christmas sweater party with her boyfriend because she'd heard the inn where it was being held was haunted. Then said friend of a friend got whisked away for a surprise holiday vacation by her boyfriend, now fiancé, and started looking for someone who might want to use the two tickets. Allison wound up somewhere down the line on that phone chain, and of course, despite the fact that it was a 2-hour drive from Baltimore to Philadelphia, and it meant they'd be sleeping on a blow-up mattress in the tiny living room of Allison's cousin's apartment, her bestie had snatched them right up, proclaiming this was one of their last chances to party before Chelsea's big move to Paris. In a week. Which was why she really shouldn't be here. However, Allison was a professional when it came to living life to the fullest while not spending a dime. Somehow, her best friend always came into free shit. If the radio was holding a contest, 9 times out of 10, Allison was the lucky caller. It was how the two of them, plus their other bestie, Ethan, had scored tickets to no less than 5 rock concerts, 2 murder mystery dinner theaters, and even a midnight dance cruise around the Inner Harbor. Tonight was no different. The second Allison heard 2 free tickets, she'd decided this was going to be their last hurrah. And while Chelsea would miss her friends dearly, she was not going to miss all the nightclubs, bars, and parties Ethan and Allison had dragged her to over the past 6 months, in an attempt to help mend her broken heart.